and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Leading others to the Lord is a great privilege for the saved person. And I pray that you do know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you do know Him, then you need to be telling others about Jesus Christ. Well, before we go out and we tell others about the saving power of the Lord, we need to be prepared. And we see in the Bible many instances of people who got prepared, who were prepared to give out the Word of God. I remember one such person in the book of Acts. Now, in Acts chapter 6, we read of a man by the name of Philip. Philip was chosen to be a deacon in the early church. He was a man of God. He was full of the Holy Spirit, and he was ready for God to use him to take the Word of God to anyone and everyone that he came into contact with. He was ready and willing to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in Acts chapter 8, we read about him, something that took place, and you may have read about this account. And starting in verse 4 of Acts chapter 8, therefore they were that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Everybody started preaching the word who knew Jesus Christ. They went everywhere. Verse 5 goes on to say, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Now Philip, the reason they listened to him is because he was proclaiming the Word of God. He was giving out the Word. So we need to be prepared, just as Philip was, to be able to give out the Word of God. Now we keep reading in the book of Acts, and we go down to verse 26, Acts chapter 8. It says, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Well, now the verse goes on to say in verse 28, was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. This is the eunuch. Now he was in his chariot. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, and this is the eunuch, said, how can I, in other words, understand, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Well, the place of the scripture which he read was this, he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so he opened he not his mouth. In humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth? Well, Philip, he joined himself with this Ethiopian, and he saw this man was reading the Word of God. He saw that he was reading, and he heard that he was reading Isaiah. And we see in verse 32 there and verse 33 that is speaking of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that he was going to go to the cross. Now, it didn't say the cross there, but he was, when we study this and compare Scripture with Scripture, we know that it's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ going to the cross. And the eunuch in verse 34 answered, and the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speakest the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Well, notice, let me back up just a moment. that in verse 31, the Ethiopian asked the question. He said, how can I, in other words, how can I understand except some man should guide me? Now, you and I, just like Philip, we have the great responsibility and privilege of representing Jesus Christ on this earth. And we come into contact with people on a daily basis. And we need to be ready, willing, and able to give out the Word of God, to tell other people about Jesus Christ. Philip was ready, and he was able to talk to this man. But notice in verse 31 again of Acts chapter 8, and he said, the Ethiopian said, how can I understand, in other words, except some man should guide me? We need to be guiding people to the cross of Calvary. We need to be guiding people to Jesus Christ. So they too, just like us, those of us who have trusted Jesus as Savior, so they can know Jesus as Lord, and one day we can see them in heaven because they trusted Jesus Christ to save them. Well, notice as we keep reading now, in verse 34 of Acts chapter 8, it says, then the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speakest the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Philip knew the scripture. He told this Ethiopian what the scripture was saying and what it meant. In verse 36 of Acts chapter 8, it says, and as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Now, some people will tell you that this water is what saved this Ethiopian. That is not true. The water was simply there in order for this man to follow the Lord in obedience to his command to, we're to go forth and teach and preach and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, teach them. That means to tell them how to be saved, and that's what Philip did here. He told this Ethiopian what he needed to do to go to heaven, and he told him that he needed to follow the Lord Jesus in believer's baptism. Now, we don't read that there, but we know it's true because the Ethiopian said, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Now, notice what Philip said. Verse 37, if thou believest with all thine heart. In other words, if you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he's telling this Ethiopian, thou mayest. In other words, you can be baptized if you've believed in your heart that Jesus Christ is who he said he is. If you believed in your heart and you've trusted him as your Lord and Savior, then you can get baptized. What did the Ethiopian say? He answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He was saved. Notice verse 38, Acts 8. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And notice it doesn't say that he had some water and sprinkled him with it. It says they both went down into the water. When a person gets baptized, they're standing in that water, and it's a representation of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. When they go down into the water, they're not sprinkled. They go down into the water. It's a representation of the burial of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when they come up, when the person comes up out of that water, after they come up, that's a representation of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is now in heaven with the Heavenly Father. And we're testifying to that when we get baptized, when a person gets saved and that believer goes down into the water, steps into that water, they're representing Jesus Christ, his crucifixion, his death, in other words, his burial, and his resurrection. He is now in heaven with the Lord. Well, this Ethiopian, he got saved and he got baptized. He followed the Lord's, in obedience to the Lord's command, and he got baptized. Verse 39, and when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way. You and I, when we witness for the Lord to an individual in this life, we may never see that individual again. But thank God, and I'm talking about in this life, I believe we'll see him in the next, in heaven, in the next life, that our life here when it's over with and we go to heaven, I believe we're going to see the individuals that we've witnessed to and who've come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I believe Philip has seen this man, this Ethiopian, in heaven by now. They've both been in heaven for some time now. And I believe that you and I, when we talk to individuals about being saved, they get saved and we will see them in heaven one day. Well, now let me say this. Just as Philip was able to tell this Ethiopian what the Word of God was saying, just as he picked up where the Ethiopian was reading and he started to tell the Ethiopian what the Scripture said, you and I need to be able to do that as well. Now, many of us, many people do not consider themselves to be great teachers, but the Bible says this, that we are to study the Word of God to show ourselves approved workmen that needeth not to be ashamed. In other words, don't be ashamed. You should be ready to be able to tell someone how to go to heaven. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12 says, "For when for the time ye ought to be teachers," in other words, telling people how to be saved, "ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat." People need to get into the Word of God. They need to be strong. They need to be able to give out the Word of God. If you're saved, you need to be able to give out the Word of God and tell people how to go to heaven. Paul's saying in that verse, Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12, you ought to be a teacher. You ought to be able to give out the Word. Every believer should be a teacher. As a teacher, you need to know God's Word and you need to be able to open God's Word and bring an unsaved person through the plan of salvation. Every believer should know the key of salvation, those verses, and where they are found and how to share them with an unsaved person. Every healthy, growing believer should be able to do these things. It is our privilege to be able to share and teach God's Word. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17 says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Well, the Holy Spirit, the church, the believer, and the thirsty. Notice that's who this verse is speaking of here, Revelation 22:17. The Holy Spirit and the church say, "Come to Christ." That is a church that is teaching and preaching Jesus Christ. That is the church that stands upon the Word of God. That church is saying, "Come." And the person who understands and hears according to those verses, that verse that we read, Revelation 22:17, that person who understands, he hears the gospel and believes and says, "Come to Christ." When a person gets saved, they need to go out personally evangelizing, telling other individuals how to be saved. And notice also, it says in that verse, Revelation 22:17, "Whosoever is thirsty for life can have the free water of life." There is a twofold desire that the believer should have. First, that Christ will come to the world, and he's coming back soon, and that the world will come to Christ. We need to believe that in our heart, that as we preach Jesus Christ, we need to believe that he's able to save anyone, no matter who it is. You need to come to the Lord today if you've never trusted him, and you need to trust him right now to ask him, "Lord, please forgive me. Lord, I'm asking you to save me so that I will be with you one day in heaven. I want to go to heaven, Lord. Please forgive me of my sin and come into my heart." Now, saved person, you need to be able to tell people how to go to heaven. You need to pray, seek God's face, and go forth telling them that Jesus saves. And one day you'll see those individuals in heaven that you're able to tell about Jesus, and they accept him as Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.